Donald Trump is giving the best answer when it comes to politicians or anything like that. About these drones, about these orbs, about what people are calling plasmoids.
Our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
You know, the same entities that this world is facing in orbs and plasmoids, Jesus faced when he was able to cast out Legion, and Legion jumped into that herd of pigs. Jesus gave us the recipe to combat fallen angels, quote-unquote extraterrestrials, entities that are masquerading as angels of light. It's found in the scriptures.
There is growing concern and a demand for answers about the mysterious drones hovering over the tri-state area. In New Jersey, the flying objects have been spotted over residential neighborhoods, restricted sites, even near President-elect Donald Trump's home and critical infrastructure.
Belleville Mayor Michael Mellum says the drone sightings are creating anxiety in his town, and he's looking for answers. And he joins us this morning right here on Good Day New York. Thank you for joining us, Mayor. You know, President-elect Trump says that the Biden administration knows what's going on. Our government knows what's going on. You're the mayor of Bellevue. What do you know?
We know very little. About 6 days ago, there was an unprecedented briefing with every single mayor in the state of New Jersey, along with every member of our state legislature. We learned exactly at that time what the state knows, which was very little. Since then, information has not been forthcoming. And it's this lack of transparency, in my opinion, that's doing nothing but fueling conspiracy theories online.
The powers that be in this world, they understand what's going on. And there are so many wild theories. Is there a nuclear threat that they're searching for?
And that it has something to do with radioactive material in New Jersey. What are you hearing?
So here's what I know. I know that we were told by our state police that we have assets over our critical infrastructure. Now, depending on your point of view, that's either concerning or comforting. I think it's comforting because it's probably us listening and watching. We also know that we have drones that are flying in a grid-like pattern. In my opinion, they're looking for something. What might they be looking for? Well, potentially, we're aware of a threat that came in through Port Newark. Maybe that's radioactive material. There was and there is an alert that's out right now that radioactive material in New Jersey has gone missing on December 2nd. It was a shipment. It arrived at its destination. The container was damaged and was empty. So
okay,
potentially,
Mayor, because that's very important information. And that came from a credible source.
That came from the U.S. government.
And so it's missing?
Missing.
And they think it's in New Jersey, or it could be anywhere?
It was lost in New Jersey in transit. And again, this is just an example of what I think that we're sniffing for. I think we do have the assets that can go up and fly around and sniff things, which is why we're not seeing the uptick we used to see in Belleville anymore. It's kind of moving, but we're seeing alerts that it's happening now in Pennsylvania.
Are they trying to show off some sort of technology? But really, drones are not that much of a technology that you necessarily want to show off. The common denominator here that many are pointing to are the orbs, the plasmoids that have nothing to do with the drones, but it's a coincidence that these orbs are appearing everywhere. There are reports that they're now appearing also in England. You know, the fact is that the powers that be in this world will not want to admit to this, but we're dealing with interdimensional beings. I would not doubt, and this is just my personal opinion, the fallen angels could even appear to the entities of this world as good aliens and as bad aliens. But we all know that they're all part of the demonic realm of Satan, described in Ephesians 6:12 as strongholds, as entities, as spiritual forces in dark places. Described in 1 Timothy 4:1 as seducing spirits that have an ability to seduce. And they surely have seduced the world government, and they surely have seduced the elite of this world, the government of this world, and the people of this world. And now people are prepared for contact. When we speak of orbs, this is nothing new here. If we're seeing orbs in the sky and plasmoids, as people say, in the skies, there have been reports of people seeing these things along with the paranormal, but in smaller instances, in video cameras as an example.
What is this?
Pastor Monzel Ford says as he was sleeping one night last week, his home surveillance camera motion detector kept going off. So from bed, he pulled out his phone and looked at the living room.
This orb, this imagery just hovering in my living room.
No one else was there. It wasn't a flashlight or passing headlights. And Pastor Ford thinks it was too big to be a dust particle. He walked into the living room watching the live feed on his phone.
But when I went out there, I couldn't physically see what I'm looking at in the live feed. So now I'm like, whoa.
The orb came and went for hours, at one point splitting into several shapes.
That's when I'm like, nope. Something's going on here.
Pastor Ford has been haunted by some of the things he's seen as police chaplain and while working his own street ministry. But nothing has spooked him quite like this.
If it's physical, I can stand it, I can challenge it, I can approach it, I can deal with it. But when we talk about things that's just floating and disappearing.
Claiming there was an incomplete environmental review prior to launching the plan.
We must also remember that Satan loves attention, and Satan operates in a dimension that you and I cannot see, okay? And in the dimension that he operates, he will do anything and everything he can to sell his deception and his lie. Another thing is this, is that the amount of brainwashing that has occurred ever since we were children, and I've mentioned this before, but it's worth repeating again, it's astronomical. The amount of films as well that talk about some sort of an alien invasion that then leads to a tribulation style of a period. We're talking about millions and upon millions and billions and upon billions that have been spent to say the same story, that some sort of an apocalyptic event will happen involving aliens and drones and monsters from the sky. Somehow they all lead to a tribulation period. In the film Skyline, as an example, they have actual alien quote-unquote raptures where people are being sucked up, and it's explaining how people vanished from the Earth. Another film, I believe it's called, and I'll correct the name if I'm wrong, The Vanishing on 7th Street. Again, alien forms come, they rapture people, and it's used as a way to describe and be able to justify people disappearing. Am I saying that this means that there's going to be a rapture? No, but I'm just explaining to you that it appears very much so that Satan is covering every single angle and every single base that he can possibly cover. But whatever those orbs are, whatever those things are that are showing off, could it be fallen angels? Could it be a different dimension manifesting itself right before our very eyes? If that's the case, I just want to remind everyone out there, your most sophisticated technology cannot defeat Satan. Your most sophisticated drones, nuclear weapons, defense mechanism cannot defeat Satan. You trying to align with Satan as a world government cannot defeat Satan. There's only one way to defeat Satan, and that is to submit to the King of Kings, resisting the devil, and then the devil will flee. The problem is that these world entities in this world, instead of submitting to the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, they submit to Satan, fallen angels that are masquerading as angels of light. They don't resist the devil and his temptations, but then they want the devil to flee. I am telling you that something is happening all over this world, and whatever is happening all over this world is going to cause mass hysteria and fear upon the people. And I urge you and I remind you that God has not given us a spirit of fear. And because he has not given us a spirit of fear, make sure that you're spending at the very least an equal amount of time in the Word, worshiping Jesus, on your knees praying to God, as you are investigating all of these things. Because the devil is causing mass distraction. Because when they're causing distractions as they're causing, you have to remember that the media operates as one. When one says something, they're all saying the same thing. It's happened before in the elections and in cancel culture.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about trouble and trying to be responsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these
things
simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
So if you're hearing the same message, if you're hearing Congress talking about UFOs in the water, if you're hearing Congress speak on alien bodies being recovered, if you hear about orbs and things in the skies that they don't know what they are, before that gets broadcasted on video on that media set, you must understand that something is happening behind the scenes. And because that is the case, the wise thing to do is to prepare to endure unto the end, is to prepare to seek Jesus Christ 24/7, and it's to make sure that you take your thoughts captive and you align them to the Word of God. Galatians 1:8-9 warns us that though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Fallen angels are preaching a message. A different gospel. A different thing. It's almost all coming full circle when the Pope said he would baptize aliens. Let it be accursed, and you focus on Jesus and his kingdom, because time is short. time is ticking. Jesus is coming. When? We don't know. But we're going to stay ready. We're not going to get ready. No. We're going to stay ready in Jesus' name. Jesus, we thank you for your peace in the midst of these difficulties. We thank you for your grace in the middle of all of these moments. Heavenly Father, the entities that this world is facing right now, you've described them in the scriptures. But the awesome part of it all is that you also made sure that you showed us the way of escape. And that way of escape is found in you, Jesus. And that way of escape is found in you. May we submit to you, casting down the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you enjoyed this broadcast, could you do me a solid? Just press the thumbs up button. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you think about this. And share this with a friend and their family member. In addition, if you're considering supporting this ministry, thank you very much for doing so. We also have some free downloads below the video. Check it out. Free booklets there for you. It's a blessing for you. And I'll leave you a couple of videos on the screen. Check them out and let me know what you think. God bless you.